Hi, it's Nikki here, coming to you from one of my latest renovation projects. Today I'm doing one of my least favorite jobs, reglazing these old windows. What I mean by reglazing is I'm replacing this old, chipped, dried out putty with new glazing compound. It's to help with energy efficiency and to provide a new smooth surface to paint. Now, one thing I need to admit to you is that I'm not a very hands-on contractor. I often say if I want something done right, I hire a professional. But in the case of window reglazing, I found that in my neck of the woods, it's a near extinct trade. I can't find anyone who is experiencing reglazing old windows, so I've had to learn to do it myself. Fortunately, because the majority of the homes I work in are in the historic district in my city, I've had lots of opportunities to practice and gain more confidence in this craft. You know, I'm sometimes guilty of having the same mentality when it comes to sharing the gospel. I often lack confidence in my own ability to share the good news of Jesus' saving plan, and I want to leave it to the professional, the preacher, or pastor at my church. I'm scared to have Jesus conversations because I'm afraid I'll mess it up. But you know, most of the time when I feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit to have a Jesus conversation with a friend or a stranger, I'm not standing next to a pastor or even near a church. So it's not likely that the Holy Spirit is asking me to drag this person across town so the professional can tell them the good news. No, I'm pretty sure that honor and privilege has been given to me. After all, the call to evangelize or to share the gospel was the last command Jesus gave to all of us before he ascended into heaven. In Mark 16:15, Jesus says, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone." Y'all, why do we make this so difficult or scary? He's not asked us to do anything hard or unpleasant like glazing old windows. He asks us to share his good news. I normally want to be the one to share good news, not save it for someone else to share. And this is the very best news, the news that Jesus came to this earth to make a way for everyone to live with him for eternity by simply accepting his free gift of salvation. He hasn't asked us to save anyone. He did that hard work when he died on the cross for our sins and defeated death when he rose again. He simply asks us to spread the word that his free gift is for anyone who believes and trusts in him. And unlike these windows, I can't mess it up. Jesus tells us in Luke 12, "Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, the Son of Man will also acknowledge in the presence of God's angels." And then just a few verses later, it says, "Don't worry about how to defend yourself or what to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what needs to be said." So there you go. Not only did he give us the privilege of sharing this good news, he also promised to be with us and help us when having those gospel conversations. And I'll share one last thing with you. Just like glazing windows, the more often you do it, the easier it becomes. So if you are a believer and feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit to share his good news, you do it. Don't save it for a professional. And if you have not yet accepted this free gift of salvation, you could go to a local church or ask someone you know who is a Christian to share this good news with you. I encourage you to do that. You can accept Jesus as your Savior right where you are. Confess your sins to him and ask him to forgive you. By putting your faith in Jesus to do that, you are trusting in him for your salvation. It's that simple. If you want more information about Jesus, his gift of salvation, and what a life looks like following him, I encourage you to check out more of what LifeWord has to offer at lifeword.org.